Prajnaka Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Shastri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Shama Kunarada Vrinda Giri Gopa Dhan Gijaya Sri Vrindavana Gijaya Navadakam Gijaya Gangi Manandasa Bhakta Devi Gijaya Ananda Gauri Vaishnava Vrinda Gijaya Samadakta Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya Gopa Vrinda Gijaya All glories to Sri Lord, 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Namo Shivaya. Krishna Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Swami Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shivaya Vasudevaya Shivaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Bhagavata Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Bring Srimad Bhagavatam 4 chapter 9 verse 26 Maitreya Uvacha
Maitreya Uvacha
Yudhi Manchita
Manchita
Sa
Sa
Bhagavan
Bhagavan
Adhita Syahana
Adhita Syahana
Padam Balasya Vasito Dhamma Swam Agar Garuda Vajja Maitreya Uvacha Jachitasya Bhagavan Adhityasyatmana Padam Balasya Vasito Dhamma Swam Agar Garuda Vajja childish determination, because Guru Maharaj was nothing but a small child, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God, so kind of mercifully fulfilled Guru Maharaj's desire. Guru Maharaj wanted the residence more exalted than that ever, than any other occupied by anyone else in his family. Therefore, he was offered the planet in which the Lord personally resides, and his determination was completely satisfied. Still, when Guru Maharaj returned home, he was not very much pleased, for although in pure devotional service there is no demand from the Lord, because of his childish nature, he had demanded something. Thus, although the Lord also fulfilled his desire, he was not very pleased. Rather, he was ashamed that he had demanded something from the Lord, or should have not done this. So, here we see that Supreme Lord appeared and then disappeared. So his appearance was quite short, unlike the appearance of Ramchandra or Krishna, Balaram, or even Kapiladeva, who had a longer stay. We see here Krishnagarbha appeared for quite a short time. He gave darshan to Dhruva, and then he went to his abode. But his purpose was fulfilled, and that purpose was to inspire Dhruva for pure bhakti and fulfill his desire for a kingdom. So, of course, this would all take place in the future, this getting the kingdom, etc. So, the Supreme Lord just told him the future events and what would happen. But his devotion certainly was accomplished by seeing the Lord. So it states here that then Dhruva returned home. And we will see that actually his desire was very quickly fulfilled in getting the kingdom, getting a kingdom on earth, first of all. And of course, after he ruled for 36,000 years, then he attained Dhruvaloka. So, for some time he had to rule on the earth planet. This, of course, was according to the wish, his own wish, and according to the wish of the Supreme Lord, because someone had to rule the planet. So the family of Manu had to take up this task, so Dhruva was appointed to do this. But it says here that he was not very pleased, even though that material desire was fulfilled, and he also got darshan of the Supreme Lord. He was not pleased. For what reason he was not pleased? The answer lies in the fact that there are different types of bhakti, and they give different results. And according to the type of bhakti and the result you will get different types of satisfaction. So of course, if there's no bhakti, then of course we stay in the material world and we suffer. Then we can follow karma yoga, varnashrama, etc. Karma yoga. If we reject the Lord, which means we reject bhakti completely, even that is useless. Because if we offend the Lord and try to follow varnashrama system, that also is demonic. So that does not give a good result also. Even though it's not called bhakti, it's called varnashrama or karma yoga, there must be some respect for the Lord, some worship of the Lord, even though it is not a major factor. Somehow or other, there must be recognition of the Lord in the varnashram system. And then one gets some result in terms of advancement in the gunas, peaceful less suffering, more happiness, etc. Promotion of Sarva Loka, all this can take place by Karma Yoga with a little bhakti. So there is some bhakti there. We see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, you do all your duties and you offer the result to me. Yeah, so this is called karmarpanam, or offering the result to the Lord. So this is not the best bhakti. We just do our duties and we offer something to the Lord. So, but there's some recognition of the Lord. So in this way, karma yoga is related to the Lord. So that's okay. And we can do karma yoga in this manner. Similarly, if we're more advanced, then we can do jnana. And we study the Vedanta and discover where the Atma. But we should also not reject the Lord in that system. There must be a little bhakti. The aim of jnana is to get liberation. We cannot get liberation without the mercy of the Lord. So we must do some bhakti. If we offend the Lord, definitely we don't get mercy. Therefore, no liberation. So there must be some respect for the Lord within jnana also. So in this way, these jnana and karma must have a little bhakti, at least. But the results are not so satisfactory. By karma yoga, we get material things. By jnana yoga, we get liberation. So these are not accepted by the devotee as being very worthy. Of course, we see that Dhruva did have desires. But he was not just doing duties in Varnashram with a little bhakti, he was doing something else. So, there's a higher stage, that is, to do the bhakti as a main process, not as some secondary process, as in Varnashram or in Jnana Yoga, but to do bhakti directly to the Supreme Lord, worshipping with devotion, but with some expectation of fulfillment of material desires. So the karma is secondary and the bhakti is primary there. And if we're doing karma yoga, we have primary karma yoga and secondary bhakti. Or primary jnana and secondary bhakti. But when we make bhakti the major factor, then we have a little bit of desire, or we have the desire for liberation. So therefore we get karma mr. bhakti and jnana mr. bhakti. This is superior to karma with a little bhakti or jnana with a little bhakti. It is bhakti with a little karma and jnana with, and bhakti with a little jnana. So this is higher. So the Lord is more pleased with that. So in Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, these are my devotees, Archajugasa, Archajigyani Chata. Those who have mixed desires, karma Mr. Bhakti or jnana Mr. Bhakti, they are my devotees. He doesn't say that about the people doing karma yoga or jnana yoga. But he says it's about those who do mixed bhakti. So they're doing bhakti. So this is the example of Dhruva. He was worshipping the Lord. That was his major activity all day long. But he had that desire for a kingdom. Just as in karma yoga, one have a desire for a kingdom or going to Svarga or whatever. So he also had a desire for a kingdom. But he was his majority of the time he was worshipping the Lord. So this is karma, Mr. Bhakti. So superior to karma yoga or jnana yoga, but it is not the highest. The highest is Sudha Bhakti, pure Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. No desires for kingdom or any material enjoyment. No desire for liberation. No desire for yoga siddhis. So that is where one actually gets satisfaction. We do Sudha Bhakti and we get the result. He was doing this Karma Mr. Bhakti. And therefore the result of Karma Mr. Bhakti is not as good as the result from Sudha Bhakti. That means that it is better than doing Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga, but it is not as good as being pure bhakti. So the result is less satisfying in terms of relationship with the Lord. Nevertheless, Dhruva got the mercy of Vishnu And by that, he gave up his desire for the kingdom. So he advanced beyond this karma mistra bhakti to pure bhakti. He actually understood that it was all useless and was willing to give it up. Nevertheless, the Lord made him take all that kingdom. He gave him his desire as a result of his karma mistra bhakti. He got the kingdom. And this way, and then he ruled the pole star. He was in the pole star with the Supreme Lord. So his desires were also fulfilled. His desires were fulfilled in one sense. So this is, we can say it's good because he was at that time pure devotee. But there is some interruption because he had to rule the material world and do his bhakti. So in that sense, he was separated from the Lord. That is not the devotee doing pure bhakti. Will be, oh, this is an obstacle. I have to sit on the material world. I have to rule for 36,000 years. I'd rather simply serve the Lord. Of course, he served the Lord, but he had to do all these other duties as well. So this was some sort of obstacle. Ultimately, he simply desires to serve the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he was dissatisfied. He was not very happy because he had performed mixed bhakti, karma mistra bhakti, and that kind of reflected in the results that he got. We see also in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita where it describes the different types of devotees. The devotees are analyzed according to their bhakti and consequently their relationship with the Lord. So the devotees who are separated from the Lord, they will say, oh, actually I'm not such a great devotee because I don't see the Lord that much. And then finally we get to devotees like the Yadus. The Yadus are with the Lord all the time in Dwarka, so then they're considered superior devotees. So a person like Dhruva who was separated from the Lord for some time, or similar devotees, the Devatas also are separate from the Lord, they don't see him all the time. So they feel they're inferior. So even the Yadus say, well actually we're with the Lord in the same city, we don't see him all the time either. He's with us but then he disappears in his palaces and we don't see him. So then Uddhava is with the Lord all the time. When he disappears in the palace, Uddhava goes with him. So Uddhava is a better devotee. He's with the Lord all the time. He gets association with the Lord all the time. So in this way, according to the devotee, how much association they get, they are judged, their rank is judged. So Uddhava was with the Lord all the time in Dwarka. But then Uddhava says, actually I'm with the Lord, but I'm not with the Lord because the Lord is always thinking of Vrindavan. So in the mind, he is somewhere else even though I'm with him all the time. So therefore Uddhava says, the people of Raja, they are superior. Because even if the Lord is absent and separate, he's always thinking of them. So in this way, the conclusion is the people of Raja are the highest devotees because the Lord is always with them. Even if he's separate, he's always thinking of them. So if there is great separation, then that means the devotee is in a lesser position. And if he's with the Lord more, then we see he's in a greater position. So this way, Dhruva is also thinking, oh, I separated from the Supreme Lord for 36,000 years. So in this way, he is thinking his achievement is not very good, even though it was given by the Supreme Lord. But we also see that this is in response to the type of bhakti he did. He did karma mistra bhakti, therefore he got a result like this. If he had done Suddha bhakti, then he would have got different result. But he did karma mistra bhakti, so therefore there is some sort of dissatisfaction in the result that he got from that.
Karma mistra bhakti, they would come to reflect upon them.
They may. Of course, if the one performs karma mitra bhakti, that actually purifies one. So eventually one becomes purified. We should become purified of all of our desires eventually. But at the same time, if we practice without desires, we reject all desires, that's a superior sadhana. So because of those desires, longing for material desires along with one's bhakti, the type of bhakti is not so strong, is not so intense, and therefore the result we get at the end is also not so intense. Whereas if one practices pure bhakti, even if one is doing sadhana, and one does have still anarthas, but one practices pure bhakti, we don't aim for getting satisfaction of material desires through the process of bhakti. This is much superior to the process of doing bhakti with the hope of getting one's material desires fulfilled. That is a motivation in the bhakti. So this is not considered so good. Now, of course, by doing this type of mixed bhakti and whatever, we eventually can get purified and whatever. But the type of bhakti that results from that even is less, even if it's called devoid of those desires, finally, it is less. So what happens is, by karma and mr. bhakti, you can go to the spiritual world and you get sarupi and salokya, etc. So there we don't have any more material desires because we're in Vaikuntha. But the relationship with the Lord also is not that strong, because the bhakti we did was not of the same intensity as pure bhakti. So therefore the relationship with the Lord is very indirect. And maybe we get shantarasa, weak shantarasa, ultimately. Yeah. So therefore the karma mitra bhaktis eventually do get purified and they go to the spiritual world, but the result there is less than for those who practice pure bhakti. Yeah. There's nothing material there. There's no material things there anymore. But their relationship with the Lord is much weaker than those who practice pure bhakti. Well, generally not. They're satisfied with that position. Yeah. Once they're in the spiritual world, those positions are fixed in general. Otherwise, everyone would keep changing in the spiritual world. No. No. Pure bhakti. Only pure bhakti. That is why Rupa Goswami at the beginning rejects all this mixed bhakti in nectar devotion. And he simply says, Anyabhilasya Shunya. No karma, no jnana, no yoga, nothing.
Yeah.
Then he went to Dhruva Loka, then he went to Vaikuntha.
He went to Dhruva Loka?
Yeah.
The Dhruva Loka for 36,000 years?
No, after 36,000 years ruling on earth. Okay. Then he went to Dhruva Loka, then he went to Vaikuntha.
And he wanted a planet, how he was on this earth?
Yeah, he wanted a kingdom bigger than his father, his grandfather, whatever. So he got the kingdom on earth, then he got Dhruva Loka, which is greater than, he said, Brahma even, his grandfather, great-grandfather, and then he went to Vaikuntha.
So in the spiritual world, the chances of elevation is less.
Yeah, spiritual world is perfection.
Suppose if one is in one rasa, he cannot elevate.
No.
In the material world, it is possible.
Then everyone would elevate and there will be no more rasas except material rasa.
So in the material world, it is possible.
Huh?
In the material world, if someone is in dasya rasa, initially, then he can be...
Well, if he, it depends. If he gets to prema with dasya rasa, then he'll stick to that because he's satisfied with it. But if he's doing sadhana, then he can choose. It's not fixed then. Karma Misra. Misra means mixed. So bhakti, we do bhakti, but we are expecting results, material results. It's called karma Misra bhakti. So we do bhakti, but we're expecting that Krishna is going to give me lots of money, or Krishna is going to give me a nice position when I do my bhakti, or Krishna is going to make me a king. So this is Dhruva. He was thinking, I will get a kingdom. I will worship Vishnu, he'll give me a kingdom. So this is called karma, Mr. Bhakti. We have material desire. Or we have a desire to do bhakti, but I want liberation. I want to get mukti. So this is Gyan Mr. Bhakti. And pure bhakti is, I do devotional service and I don't want mukti, and no, I'm asking the Lord for material things. That's pure bhakti. Now eventually they can go to the spiritual world because they're greater than the Gyanis and the Karmis. The Gyani gets liberation, so the Karma Mr. Bhakti gets more than that. So beyond liberation is the spiritual world. So the Lord purifies them ultimately. But because the bhakti is not so intense, therefore the relationship with the Lord also is not very intense.
Yes, then you see that when Guru Maharaj saw Lord Vishnu at that time, he had a first Karma Mr. Bhakti. Then that bhakti divided in the pure bhakti.
Yeah.
But that is depend on his own desire or Lord's mercy.
Well, from the mercy of the Lord, because the Lord had to appear to him. That was the mercy of the Lord. In spite of his karma, Mr. Bhakti, the Lord appeared to him. And then, by that vision, he understood the uselessness of that, those material desires. That's the mercy of the Lord, ultimately. But, of course, it's his realization also.
But he thought Master.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, he was still doing karma, Mr. Bhakti, after that. Yeah. And when he saw the Lord, then he gave up his desire. Yeah, he realized that those material desires were useless.
So then he has come to the level of Prem Bhakti?
Yeah.
So to go to the spiritual world, you must have Prem Bhakti.
Yeah. Well, of course, if we say, Shanta Rasa is not actually prema, so you can go with Shanta Rasa. Gyan Mr. Bhakti, Karma Mr. Bhakti, and we get Shanta Rasa and go to the spiritual world. So yeah, we can say it's the edge of prema, the lowest edge of prema. They get this almost prema.
Yeah.
Well, it's our, and if they're on Earth, it's okay. So we see that Sukadev had Shantarasa or Shantarati, but he advanced. But if you're in the spiritual world, it's difficult to go beyond. It's advanced in the spiritual world because they're already in a fixed and perfect state. So generally, you don't shift around. Yeah, that's Shantarasa also. But they are Shaktivesh avatars also.
That is there only to serve. That is there is only to serve the Guru and Lord. To please.
Well, they generally they just preach Brahman realization. Yeah, they preach that generally. But when they saw the Lord, they developed some ecstatic symptoms also. Pariksha? No, because Sukadeva attained Madhurya Rasa. And then he taught Pariksit. It's not said ultimately what Pariksit, what rasa he developed. He was sadhaka, more of a sadhaka than Sukadeva at that time. One can have karma Mr. Bhakti for any of the forms of the Lord. Or Suddha Bhakti also. So one can have Karma Mr. Bhakti for Varaha or Nishima, or one can have pure bhakti for them also. depending if one has material desires or no material desires. Yeah, if you want, if you're asking for things from the Lord, that's karma nisra bhakti. Pray to the Lord, please give me money, please give me fame, please give me children. All this is karma nisra bhakti.
If someone asks for a spiritual expectation, suppose I wait for the distribution, then I should. Spiritual expectation, if someone goes for the distribution, then the Lord, I should distribute today for the distribution.
Well, one has to be careful that it's not mixed with the material desire. So we think that simply a numerical result is bhakti, it may be wrong. Because you may distribute more books, but someone may distribute less books and make more devotees. So then that other person is more successful, doesn't he? Because he made more devotees out of that less book. So numbers always doesn't count either. So we cannot always depend on numbers to say that that's more success. Nevertheless, of course, if we want some result from our devotional service, yes, but we should not be too attached to it also. And then we say, well, I didn't get the result, therefore Krishna is not answering my will. Because Krishna may have other plans anyway. So we cannot be too attached to those results.
God is not saying how much you're giving, but he's saying how much you're holding back.
What's that?
God is not saying how much you're giving you, but he's saying how much you're holding back.
Well, that's true. For the wealthy man, if he gives 1 rupee, it's nothing. So, and if a poor man gives 1 rupee, yes, it is something. So, obviously, for the wealthy man, it's not really devotion to give 1 rupee. So it's the devotion that counts, not the material.
Thank you.